Live?
We are live. Welcome
to the coolest podcast in the world. We're new here, but we're true here. We just started this, okay? Cool Kicks LA. First, we can start talking about where we came from.
Let's talk about it.
How are we here?
Virginia.
VA. VA boys.
VA is for lovers. VK, talk about the, you know, the trenches. Talk about the trenches.
We all met back in 2010. You guys met in like 2000, what, 6, 7?
Old.
Shit.
Old. OG.
2004, old. Yeah.
Yeah, we're about 20 years in. Salute.
It's just crazy. We like never family, talked bro. About it publicly how we ever started.
Nah.
Richmond, Virginia. We all went to VCU together.
Then shout out to the Rams.
Shout out to the Rams. Then I pulled up. Shit got out of hand.
It's just a crazy journey how we all came together. Parties brought us together. Girls brought us together. Classrooms brought us together. Money brought us together.
Loyalty keeps us together. The fun, the good energy keeps us together. But talk about
the first store.
They don't know about
the first store. Wavy Kicks.
They know Wavy Kicks before Cool Kicks.
Before Cool Kicks, there was a store called Wavy Kicks. This is back in 2014, and I remember when I did this by myself, the first one, and I remember bringing it up to all of them, and they said, "Nah, this ain't gonna work." So I ended up doing it by myself.
I said it wasn't gonna work because of strangers. The business model was good,
but you didn't believe in us.
I ain't believe in
us. They
ain't
believe in us. God did.
I believed in it, but I wanted to see it work, and you made it work.
So I took the risk of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It worked. 3 months later, BK's like, all right, let's do one spot in Springfield.
Let's maximize it.
I definitely didn't believe in that one.
Springfield.
We walked past it, and I was like, bro, this is not going to work.
No one
ever believes in the vision at first. No, it's all good, but we're here now, so it's all good. Appreciate it.
So that second store opened up on Black Friday of 2014, and that did good. So then 2 years go by, and what, everyone's graduated from school. I was still getting
Wait, 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 that's too fast.
Too fast, yeah.
You forgot how we get from Wavy Kicks to Cool Kicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We almost forgot about that.
Talk about the L's and
so
everything.
For Wavy Kicks, that was a brand before Cool Kicks.
Big L.
So obviously I had mentioned I was working with strangers. It wasn't our core group of friends that we've known for a decade. And so it was very cutthroat business. We lost hundreds of thousands. I had a partner that we dealt with, not going to say names, that stole a lot of shoes, money, and it was just messing up the rotation. And my face was attached to that brand, and I couldn't do it no longer. So once I graduated in 2016 with my master's at VCU, I ended up cutting ties. And when did we change the name from Wavy Kicks to Cool Kicks?
Changed it after the first year Black Friday. After you started telling me
so
about
2015?
The scandalous
situations
you had.
2016. Six scandals.
So it was Black Friday, and then we just changed the name to Cool Kicks and just post it on Instagram and let everybody find out from there.
Who thought of the name, man?
Who thought about the Cool Kicks name?
Me.
Nah, bro.
Was it Twan?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Hold on, you guys serious?
No, you thought of the name?
Hold on, are you guys serious?
I think we had a brainstorming session.
Now I'm curious, what does Cool Kicks even mean? Like, why did
we
have
a brainstorming
cool
session?
It's cool.
Was the cool at first?
It's cool.
First off, people don't know, before we did anything that made any money, we were just a group of guys on campus. We used to call ourselves the cool. We didn't call ourselves the cool, we just used it as a caption. And everyone started grouping us.
Respectfully, I came up with the name.
Yeah, because
you did, right?
Yes.
I just had to make sure because I really forgot.
It was just cool.
So, I mean, why not? So
let's go a little back then, actually. Why sneakers? Like, why did we open a shoe store?
I mean, we were all into shoes. Everybody was into shoes.
I think the weakest shoe game
I had
in the group is probably Adele, though.
I'm going to be honest. Freshman year of college is 2010.
I had the
Jordan 11s. It was a colorway that never even came out.
Still hasn't come out.
Remember the colorway?
So I'm looking at her. They came similar, like a similar colorway came out. It was like a reverse Georgetown low, what Adele had on.
Jordan 11, it was a baby blue, but it never came out.
Baby blue and gray.
He had the overweight Jumpman sign.
The Jordan logo was like crooked.
It's like a Shaq logo. It was like a Giannis logo on the Jordan shoe. But yeah, Adele, your shoe game came a long way, man.
Long way.
God bless.
Roger's shoe game was not in this video. Can we talk about him?
Can we talk about Roger's shoe game?
Roger had mid-top Sperry's.
Roger played basketball and wore his
Roger had high-top Sperry's when I met him in college. High-top Sperry's.
Roger, I got a funny
story. With a polo shirt.
Roger had Sperry's at the gym. Then he went to class after. Then he went home, and I seen him out that same night at Cha-Cha's with the same Sperry's. I said, man, how did I?
So he's a hooping Sperry's?
He's a hooping Sperry's.
Cap. I would not believe it.
Why pick the why the high tops and not the lows?
Why the mid-top Sperry's, Roger? We can hear you over here.
But other than outside of sneakers, we used to throw parties. A lot of people don't know that. And that's what kind of our personalities and our social capabilities brought us, our group together, which made us cool, right?
Yeah, basically, I think what the parties gave us, it helped us find our own little wave, because it was only, you know, you had to play a sport, or you had to, like, you know, be well off, or you had to do, like, you know, doing something in business in that small community to make ends meet or be a cool person. We found our own way, but the parties in our own way, not like as promoters, like as in like cool guys and all the people, we're going to a party, we're inviting you. It's more like, it's less than promoting. So we found our own niche and we just kept it going and then put it towards sneakers.
Because a lot of our people don't realize that we never took loans out. We never had family support, like giving us money, you know what I mean? So like all the money we made from parties in the first, like from 2010 to like 2015, 2016, no, 2014, we saved all that money to open our first store.
It wasn't a lot.
It was like 20,000, right? It was like 15,000, 20,000.
Slow grind.
But the crazy thing is, at the time, 2014, people don't realize, like, there was no StockX or GOAT. We were like the first buy, sell, and trade shop. It was round two. But other than round two, like, you know, it was stadium, the fight club.
You have to tell the truth. Like, at that time, there was no way to predict the sneaker market, the forecast sales, which shoe was like selling high. We just had to really look out on, like, you know, eBay soulless.
I think there was literally nowhere where you can go.
It was eBay. I remember looking at eBay.
At all. Nowhere.
Oh, yeah. The cash out. Yeah.
No one would buy shoes. No one
was only Flight Club around, consignment, high prices. And then you look on eBay.
It was on eBay. Craigslist, maybe?
I don't know, Craigslist.
What people used to eBay, eBay had no authentication system.
Neither did Craigslist. Yeah, but we kind of went off the, like, the money market off of that.
Our market was eBay.
But you're right, though. It wasn't no, like, yeah.
It was eBay. I remember it was the only thing we could look down to see what high shoes sold. Was sold listening on eBay, or maybe like it was an app like at first called Suplex, like back in the day.
Or even people's individual websites. I think we actually really did focus on Flight Club. We just seen their prices.
Oh, yeah, we did used to look at Flight Club prices. But what made us stand out and unique was our business model was just so different. We were the, like, probably one of the first sneaker brands to do buy, sell, and trade, but own everything and sell new and used. A lot of these shops at the time was only new only. Or they didn't own it, they were consignment. Our business model, we would outright buy it. And that's why people used to sell it to us so much, because everyone needs cash.
Yeah, especially in college.
Like in college, VC's campus, people were taking anything. I would buy Jordans for $30 if they needed to pay for textbooks.
Man.
Shit's crazy.
That's a gem too, though, like the low margins. A lot of people know, like I see now, 6 years being on Melrose, you see now the neighboring community, like the neighboring sneaker shops, they all have like our similar model. It's less consignment, it's more buy, sell, trade, new and used. At first, it was all new. Consignment. That's it.
Yeah.
Shrink wrap shoes, that's all it was. You had to buy your used shoes like eBay. But now, a lot of the new spots are adapting to the model we put together. So I like to see how the sneaker community is going up crazy. It's dope, though. It's better that way, because you could get the cooler shoes at a more affordable price. Now you see a lot more people in the sneaker game instead of back then, only the, you know, the rich and famous.
Let's talk about our transition from Virginia to LA. Like, how did that go about? Because I remember us three used to plan about it all the time in college. Remember, we'd go eat at a city diner. Where we go used to go eat and talk about this?
Village Cafe.
Village Cafe Richmond. Good. People don't realize the risk we took. Like, we were just broke college kids, because as soon as I graduated with my master's, we moved 3 days later. I didn't even tell my parents. That's the crazy thing.
I
didn't tell my parents about this.
You
didn't.
I'll never forget. Yeah.
I'll
never forget.
First, me and BK came.
A week or two before.
May.
Like 2 weeks before. We didn't even have a storefront or nothing. We just came here. And
we actually came early in that. We came
like a month before, I think.
I came 4 times in 6 months before. Shout out to Larry Sanders.
My dog Larry.
He really held us
down.
Shout
out to Milwaukee Bucks. Really Late show. Held us down during the early stages of transitioning from Virginia and LA. Held us down. Allowed us to rent rooms in his home, helped us with the transition. And
that was a crazy 2 weeks. I remember moving out here and we were doing construction, right? And I was living on Larry's couch.
He had a pink eye.
And I had a pink eye. Wow, this is the first time ever. So my eyes, remember we had no health insurance. So I had to go to CVS to urgent care, pay the money.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket, because I didn't have money. Because all our money was in sneakers at the time. You know what I mean? And we weren't even open, so I didn't have no money.
He's still going out with the pink eye.
Nah.
I was at 1-0 going crazy. Oh, speaking of that, let's actually talk about that. This is the week we move in, right? I've never gone out in LA, right? I'm used to Virginia, walking in anywhere, all access, right? I come here, get the biggest reality check. I walk in with them, they curve me. I had shorts on, right?
Yeah, shorts on. I knew the situation because me and BK was here for a couple weeks. We was going out with Larry. We knew that, like, you can't wear shorts at night. There's a high cover. It's basically in LA, if you don't have a table, you're not going to get in unless you play a high cover. Yeah. Unless you know somebody.
I literally walked up and was like, I'm good to go.
I thought somebody would know me from back home type of shit. But LA's a whole different breed. No one knew who I was. Which I don't, that's just life. So I walk up and I see all of them getting in except me. And I'm looking outside. I'm like, damn. Yeah, that was one of the biggest rowdy chicks. But honestly, that gave me a chip on my shoulder where today, literally, I can go in with slippers on anywhere in LA.
Congratulations, bro.
Let me start from the bottom. A lot of people don't know that, bro. We really started from, we was very humble and modest for the longest time because we didn't expect no handouts, no favors. We understood. We got to wait in line, pay $100 or whatever. We need to go inside so we can meet people and show them, hey, we're here in LA, new, and we have a sneaker shop, small sneaker shop on the block. Merrill's, when Merrill's was just like dispensaries, it wasn't like this at the time. Yeah. So we had to let people know. So we used to call it networking. We used to go out, talk about networking.
Let's actually talk about that because we used to network in college, and that's what got us to where we are today. But like, people don't realize it. When we networked for the last 6 years, like 3 to 5 times a week going out, people used to be like, damn, how do you guys do it? But people don't realize that when we go out, we're like a walking billboard. We're walking advertisement. The reason Cool Kicks is Cool Kicks today and get all the biggest names and celebrities and athletes is because when we're out, we're around the pretty girls and we're in the right placements. That's how you meet these individuals. It's organic.
You can't meet
Future just walking on the street or something.
Yeah, it's hard. You got to meet them in a mutual interest area where we're outside, you know, at a situation where there's like a club or a bar, there's girls around, we're drinking, and then hey, what's up, man? Quick spiel, elevator speech that you learned in college. 30 minutes, 30 seconds to tell them, hey, this is what I do. Whenever you got time, pull up. Keep it natural, keep it genuine. And then now we do that with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Now we have a great
Rolodex.
And like, we call them as friends. They're homies now, like more than just clients. So that helped us out a lot.
But it's like we knew how to maneuver that because we used to throw parties in Virginia. So we knew like, all right, be the main promoter or know the DJs or know the
security. Be nice to everybody.
Be nice to everyone.
Bathroom attendant, security guard, the valet dude. Be nice to all of them because you're going to see them and they will have some sort of help.
Especially the DJs. Shout out to all the DJs because they're the ones like 24/7. They'll see us in class. Cool Kicks in the building. Cool Kicks in the building. I call that brand awareness. Like everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite DJ? Nate, shout out some DJs in LA right now.
Favorite DJs, wow.
Shout out some DJs.
Dre Sinatra, Breeze. DJ Breeze, which
my
is
man, Breeze.
Both of them been with us literally since we opened.
Shout out to Mark the Spot.
Mark the Spot. DJ
Orton. DJ Bad.
DJ Bad. There's so many.
Don Juan. Don Juan, my guy. You know a lot of people.
Every DJ.
Who else DJ?
Night Train. I gotta go through my DJ list because there's a bunch of DJs.
Bamboozle, can't forget.
Oh, but DJ Bamboozle.
Oh my God, Bamboozle.
Legend.
Bamboozle's more than a DJ. He's a comedian.
DJ Charisma.
Charisma.
Mikey Danger.
Dang, Mikey Danger.
We can go all day. But that's key to knowing those individuals. Just incredible.
It's a lot of DJs. If I miss your name, I apologize, man.
But we want to
still early.
We want to thank y'all dead ass for helping us out because without them, they literally put that voice in the music in the clubs of Cool Kicks, Cool Kicks, Cool Kicks. It got repetitive. I remember one night I probably heard it 100 times.
I mean,
and I know I was looking around, people are like irritated, like, why the fuck do they keep saying Cool Kicks?
We go to DC and they do the same thing, bro.
Really?
Show everywhere. Up. Yeah, everywhere, bro. They
see, and this is why I wanted the podcast, because people see our personalities, but never see it like in a joint thing like this. Yeah, this is why I wanted to do a podcast. Imagine our personalities colliding then with a special guest.
Yeah, see, let's talk about Nip, man. When we first moved here, Nipsey Hussle, big respect to Nipsey Hussle, man. He really, really, we seen it with our own eyes how big of an impact he was once we moved to L.A.,
People used to tell us all the time.
They used to tell us all the time.
This is the guy. And then we just didn't understand it till he started really shopping with us and we understood.
Yeah, we started meeting him. Very humble, modest dude. Really, really fucked with BK heavy.
Yeah.
He just opened to us more than we expected.
It's telling BK gems, like, y'all was chopping it up all the time.
Chopping us up. Took me and Mook to AOD.
We went to AOD.
We got an authentic LA experience. So.
A real authentic LA experience. Yeah, our first time with, with the gang, AOD. I was in there. This is well before we had any, and it was well off at all. So we were just staying behind Nipsey and letting them throw ones and have fun and, you know, buy alcohol and have a blast. But big respect to Nipsey Hussle and all of that whole crew, because they still cool us to this day because we just keep it humble and modest. Yeah, we met him and just didn't crowd a space. Just make sure whenever he came through the shop, we took care of him. So that's a big one. Yeah, Nipsey Hussle, man. LA legend. Bless us with his presence. So it's dope.
That's crazy. So what's next for Cool Kicks?
Growing. Maybe Vegas? Maybe Miami? Who knows?
More stores?
Who knows?
Y'all want new stores out there? You got to let us know in the comments.
Comment down below.
Let us know new stores.
What city should we open in a Cool Kicks location in?
I'm rolling my dice for Vegas.
Vegas is toxic.
I can't go to Vegas.
We had a situation.
We had a couple offers from Vegas. We still do.
Yeah, we have a lot of offers still in Vegas. It just has to make right sense, you know? You know, Las Vegas Strip is insane.
It's deadly.
So I think
timing is everything. Timing is everything. And I think it's better off that we held off till now, because now that all the sports teams are coming. So
yeah,
I see Vegas in our near future.
They're going to have a baseball team sooner or later.
Vegas about to be.
So
Vegas
once that happens, it's over. Once sports teams come,
football's
NBA team going to be there. Yeah.
But outside of storefronts, we are working on a big tech project.
Web3.
Shout out.
Web3.
Can we say the name?
Not yet.
Not the name, but we can.
We'll let you know.
This will drop after we announce an announcement, anyways. Before we announce. So, yeah, Mina.
Don't forget the swap.
Mina swap.
The swap is key.
We're basically creating, imagine a StockX Go on a blockchain where you can buy, sell, and trade collectibles, sneakers, jewelry, handbags, sports cards.
Everything of value.
And you can literally buy, sell, and trade without having the physical item. So let me give you an example, Ben.
Let's get it. You
have three shoes of Kennedy laying around.
Okay.
You don't want it. You ship it to us. We authenticate it, and we store in our vault. Okay. Then we give you a digital representation of those goods into your wallet.
It's still yours, though.
It's still yours.
Until it sells.
So the physical is backed by a digital. So now you can literally buy, sell, and trade, get a collateralized loan off of those goods. You can do all that without having custody of the goods.
And those three pair of shoes not in the way.
Now let me give you a sick example.
And the price is still going up.
The prices go up.
Don't forget about that. So
RIP to Virgil. But when Virgil passed away, a shoe that was $500 was literally, as soon as they announced that he passed away, it went to like $1,000, right?
Right.
I knew people that were spending millions of dollars trying to buy all those shoes because they knew it was going to go up. But what happened was everything that's listed on these marketplaces, they don't have possession of. Like, they're just the middleman, like StockX Go.
Yeah.
So what happened is next morning, they got an email saying they canceled the order because the seller didn't want to sell too cheap.
Because they seen it go up.
They saw it would go up.
Yeah.
With our platform, everything that's listed on the marketplace is in our custody, in our vault. So now if you press buy now right now, you own it on the blockchain instantly. So now if it went for $500 to $1,000, you bought it for $500, you can literally, it's like a stock market, you can just sell it for $1,000 instantly. In a minute, ASAP.
Lose nothing.
Or you can redeem the good and we can burn the digital component.
Y'all hear that? That's a game changer.
This is our unicorn idea that we've been working on for a while.
Very unicorn idea. It'll take a lot of people to get acclimated and used to the change in the industry.
But that's the
trust
future.
That's what's happening.
Is it membership?
It's got marketplace free. You can buy with a custodial wallet, so you can buy with Apple Pay. Or if you're a crypto user, you can buy with crypto.
Okay.
So the news will be out there. We raised $5 million at a $50 million valuation, which is incredible. Let's round of applause.
Shout out Minasoft.
We closed our round.
Okay.
So that's a very big excitement project that we're working on. But then obviously we're going to have to open more stores. I want to go to Miami because Miami is a tech area now. And there's some blends out there.
Ooh. There's blends here in LA too.
Speaking of blends, Mook, what is a blend for everyone that's watching right now? What is a blend?
Okay, I've came to a conclusion on the definition. Okay.
That's a knee slapper moment.
Blends, first off, let people know it's not a derogatory term at all.
Okay.
It's a word of endearment. Okay. For the female partner. Meaning a friend, a beautiful friend that sometimes you may get out of that friend zone with. Yeah. It's a homie. It's the homie.
Okay.
Still your homie. You bring respect, game, no lies, no disrespect, no offensive anything. Just good energy.
I'm analyzing the situation right now.
You get it?
I get it.
It could be so a friend. She can sit right here.
Uh-huh.
She could be a blend of mine.
And that you have no sexuals.
No, she's just my homie. But if we go to, out and have fun, safe place, if she wants to.
So I got a question. Well, how many blends do you have then?
Currently, right now?
Yeah, what's your rotation looking like?
Two.
Stop the cap.
Just count on your hands. We'll help you out too.
Speaking of Bles, you obviously got a girl. Two beautiful children.
Yes, I do.
Wife.
You can say wife. Fiance.
The big W word.
Respect.
With two kids. No, shout out wife. Kennedy and Leo.
See, Bland is different than the wife. See, we just said it.
It's different. You're right.
Yeah. Soon to be wife.
So how's that transition with you? Because you have a group of friends that are single, no kids. We're always going out.
How
do you stay disciplined? I'm curious.
Stay away from y'all.
That's the key.
Stay away from y'all.
You're a smart man.
You know what's crazy?
Look, I only go out.
I'm being a smart man. I never appreciate you.
I only go out on birthdays or go golfing with Adele. That's all we're doing.
We're golfers now.
Because y'all like to use Instagram a lot. And a couple of y'all.
And topics wise, we're covering everything.
Everything. We're talking about everything. I'm going no filter.
Drip check. You got to come in here. Flat.
Oh, yeah. If you come here undripped out, we're going to address
please
you.
Please come dripped out.
We'll be confrontational.
We're exposing them.
Yeah, we have to.
This is a safe place, but it's a real honest place. No filter.
But we're going to rate it. Emphasize on the no filter thing. We're all
seriously,
thing
when they come in, we're going to rate them. We're going to be like, all right, look, we're going to be honest with you, bro. Your outfit is a two.
It's a two.
But you still can be on the podcast.
Yeah, we're not tripping. Not the biggest fan of your fit. But yeah, fashion, sports, current topics we like to talk about. We really have like engaging talks about, you know, NFTs, real estate,
life,
Web3, politics.
Blends.
We talk about blends a lot, often, daily.
Don't forget the blends. Never forget that.
Daily. I mean, let's be honest. It's what makes the world go round, man. The power of attraction makes
it's
the world
so crazy.
Go
a lot of like the big name celebrities you know is and are very close with is because of blends. Blends brings us together.
I'm on the phone. I don't want to talk to you about this.
We got a married man in the pocket. Let's actually get him out. Let's get Roger in the bed.
Roger, can you?
Hey, Roger, you trying to clock in?
We need a sub in. Dad sub in.
Hey, that's a faithful man right there. Hey, let's give it up for our faithful man right there, man.
Hey, shout out to all the
faithful man and a great dad.
Yeah,
shout out to
faithful
Ben.
Man,
shout
great
to
dad, man. Ben, we aspire to be. Me personally, you know, I'm outside wilding out. Aspire to be like you, Ben, one day. Aspire to be just
your
like you.
Your goals,
for now.
Ben.
But the way the blends are set up,
they're all pretty, and they say yes. All right, Roger's here.
Shout out, Roger.
We got Roger,
man.
Day one.
Roger, day one, mid top Sperry.
We met Roger what 2011, I think. Right? Max.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Isn't it crazy looking back at it? Like a lot of people, we've known each other for over a decade.
I've known Roger for 10 years, and I'll never forget how I met Roger.
How you meet him?
It was basketball, right?
It was basketball.
It's definitely basketball. Keith,
no, I think Keith, it was. I think Keith. It was. No, we were smoking.
Nah, it was.
It was basketball, but we got cooler because we were smoking.
At Keith.
Yeah, we smoked weed. Shout out my man Keith Kush, real day one.
That's the blow move phone up. Remember?
Yeah, he's hitting me up all the time. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to go
cool.
out, son.
It's cool
up?
Dude, man. Cool dude, man. We were same age.
And we were afraid to let someone else in the group.
We're still afraid. We're still afraid.
Like,
we can't let no one in, man.
Our clique was very tight. Like, he moved. You transferred from another school. He played basketball at D1.
And he had a girlfriend.
A D2.
You had a D2? My fault. I'll try to hype you up for the people.
You can hype me up, but.
Still a bucket, though. Still a bucket.
But yeah, we got cool off outside of blends. We got very close with each other with basketball, honestly. Mocha, I had a question for you, honestly. I always wanted to ask you this. Hey, what are you, 30 now?
I'm 31.
31?
Currently.
When are you going to get married? I know your
better.
Family. I know your brother's married.
Getting better.
When
my brother's
married?
Married, and he has a beautiful son. I'm going to see him this weekend, Mason. He just had a beautiful son, like 6 months, I think. 6, 7 months.
I'm going to get married when she says yes. She is the main thing.
Let's hashtag she then.
She's the variable.
It's a broad thing. She. Who's she?
She's the variable.
Or who's her?
Look, me, I'm piggyback on me. I met every type of
every type of girl I've seen, their true colors, I've seen all the things. I'm picky, but I don't want to waste time. You feel me? I don't want to waste time on, like, I've seen so many people waste time on relationships and then it pans out to nothing and then it's just a waste.
We're definitely living in reality.
Yeah, we're living in reality.
Is she in LA though?
Is she in LA?
I can't marry a girl in LA. I'm
as
sorry.
Yesterday? Like an audio message, I think it's too.
I'm gonna go to Pakistan.
See, I'm gonna start taking these audio messages on the microphone. Can I do this now?
Listen.
I got an audio message.
For one of your blends?
Nah.
Oh, no. Start off with nah. We're going to hear that later.
Yo.
So deep, that made me so serious. So, Roger, we got to talk to you. You recently just became a dad.
I did, man.
How's the father life?
Daughter.
It's an adjustment, though, compared to what I used to do in life.
What did you used to do?
He has a good balance, though. He has a good balance.
TGO.
Now, tell him what you really do. Tell him your greatness. You're a musician.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very talented.
I've been on a couple albums.
Dang, dude.
Don't be humble, Roger. Don't be humble.
I'll give Roger his flowers. Roger really put us on with a lot of stuff. Never forget, Roger put us on with Future in 2011.
Facts. We didn't know who Future was. When I first met Roger, he kept saying, you like this guy named Future. And I was like, hey, who's Future?
Back in the day, there was only Lil Wayne and
it was like Lil Wayne.
In the beginning of Drake's
era. In Virginia, it was like Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, Lil Boosie.
Facts. So like that. In Richmond.
Yeah, Richmond.
When I first met Mook, I was like, dog, you like Future. Not everybody says that.
Everyone. Even he says it.
I remember.
even he calls me 20.
Where'd you go? You went to either Miami for like a college, like a spring break or something? Was it? Where was it?
Oh, Panama City.
Nah, I remember it was trending on Twitter. And it was Mook on stage with shades on. Everyone was tagging Future and saying, look, Future's in the building for spring break. But it was really him.
But he took it an extra step, though.
He was on stage taking pictures of fans.
First off,
I'm like, Mook.
No, first off, Justin's not here. One of our closest friends, Justin, he's not here right now. He may just walk in uninvited or unexpected. That's what Justin does. Justin told the host, hey, he tapped the host and said, that's Future right there. Like, as a joke. I had my glasses on just because it was in Miami. And then he told the host his Future, and the host took it. He knew I was a Future. The host knew it, but he wanted to take advantage of it, started shouting on the mic. I never seen that many people run towards me. I had a bouncer and everything. I didn't say yes. I didn't say no, though. I just put my head down.
And you played along with it.
I played along with it because it's funny.
So I have a question. Did that help you get some blends that night?
No. I get blends off my own. My own charisma. It didn't help me. I mean, it gives you attention. I've been called any rapper from Future to Wiz to Quavo to Tyga.
Nah, the worst joint was Tyga.
Yeah, like whoever is popular at the time.
Anybody with dreads.
Anyone with dreads, popular at the time, has tattoos. I get called whatever rappers. Call me Allen Iverson. I wish someone called me that one
day. It's crazy. So, Roger, back to you. You moved here after us three moved in 2016. You moved to what, 2018?
2018, yep.
So why did you move? Because you had a job. You were working at a hospital?
Great job.
Yeah.
He had a great job. And what blew my mind was he left that great job to take a risk to, you saw our vision. Why? Mm-hmm. Like, why'd you?
And we had one story at the time.
And we only had one story. I don't think
half
we had the cool, right?
Half of this.
Did we have the cool?
No, just this.
Nah, well, the cool was getting built.
Oh, so you moved when the pool was getting built?
Yeah, probably like 3 months maybe before?
A couple months before.
So what made you take that risk? Because, you know, L.A. cost of living versus Virginia is a big, big change.
Don't remind me.
I mean, if we're going to be real.
It's us. We want to hang out with each other.
I'm going to be with my friends.
Yeah. It's the reality.
Yeah.
But you never had no doubt in the back of your mind where you're like, damn, I'm quitting my job to work at Cool Kicks.
I always knew it was going to work, though.
Why, though?
Just from the beginning. I just knew it was going to work. I mean, it's hard to find a group of people just like us, you know what I'm saying? And
that
to keep
just
it going.
Like real friends.
Yeah,
just
know, it's naturally going to work. People are going to gravitate towards that. And plus, we do it differently, way, way different than any other superstores we're doing it.
Well, people don't realize that our early stages when we moved to LA, it was kind of tough. Like, we worked every day. Like, it was just us three, right? We didn't have no employees.
Every day. People don't understand. Like, I'm telling you, like, when I see people now these days see us and give us our flowers, I just remind them that, hey, we did this for a long time. Like, we go to the club, we walk straight in the club, and I see friends that want to do that with us that we recently met. I'm like, we've been here for 5-6 years just waiting in line slowly, grinding for that point. So when we first got here, it was just us three.
Every day,
one car. BK had the only car. None of us had a car.
I didn't have no car. I was Ubering around.
Shout out to
the Honda.
Honda. Every successful entrepreneur starts with a Honda. My first car was a Honda Pilot. You had a Honda Accord.
Yeah, that was a good car. It's a good car.
No, that was a Camry. I had a purple plum Camry.
I'll tell you guys the truth.
I had a Camry in college while we were hustling and doing parties. It had some issue that the only way it would start is we shook it.
So literally.
All my friends were shaking outside and then we turned on the car. So.
Hey, did it have a shoestring or the bumper?
It had a shoestring on like holding the bumper up or something like that?
No. Come on. No.
It had something.
This is too much.
No, I'll tell you. Let's talk about Camry first. The Magenta Camry. We none of us had cars, but we just had to really
shake the car.
And then we work, and then we go to the club. We go to the club and still be blended. Just let you know, it's not the items.
It's the personality that attracts people. Honestly, it's true. Because in college, we were broke. We didn't have really much.
But now, BK has.
What do you have now? What are you pushing?
A Lamborghini Urus. So.
And then you got a Tesla?
Got a Tesla.
Gold 4Gs on it.
Little 4G magic, so
all gold. He's modest. He's humble. But he has a rich car.
You definitely need a car in LA, because when I moved out here, I didn't get a car. I was Ubering around for what, like a year before I got the Maserati.
Don't forget Uber Pool.
Yo, you're right.
It was Uber Pool, the dang.
I was so broke when I moved here. When I used to go see my ex, bro, I used to Uber Pool to Santa Monica. It would take me 2 hours.
See your what?
My ex.
He used to love. He used to love her. He used to go to Uber.
Let's not talk about that. But Dennis used to Uber Pool. So when I used to go to the club too. Wait, you're right. When I used to go to the club, I used to Uber pool because I couldn't afford the $18 to the club.
But you live closer down here. Remember you moved?
Yeah, I live there by the Park of the Rail.
You live with like four people from Brand Center.
Let's talk about that, actually. I went to Brand Center at VCU. So I didn't have money. Lived in the Valley.
Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm.
So I moved after I left, a month later, I got my spot with some people I went to grad school with.
Like three of them.
And Curtis. And we lived, it was a 2-bedroom with four people in it. And I was paying $800 a month.
Yeah.
And no car, mind you. So I was just Uber pulling.
Uber pool. Think about Uber pool during COVID, how sick that would have been.
I don't think they had during COVID, how are you social distancing?
Uber pool. They had to move that off. But yeah, used to Uber pool.
People to the store.
BK had his one car. We just had to wait.
And then after work, you would take me to Park Rail.
I couldn't afford
meals, so I would go to KFC for the $5 box. Yeah.
Remember those days?
Wow. Sometimes we'll still be networking. This is our initial days here. We used to go out still, and sometimes I sleep in BK's the early bird. He wakes up. So he'll leave me, and I had no ride to the store. So I have the Uber, Uber pool, like $20. This used to hurt us.
That's a lot.
This is a lot.
Wait, so you had Uber. A blend that was with you when you had nothing, and now she's not around. Damn. So what happened?
She switched up?
To the blend.
This is the next episode of Kicking It With Cole.
I'm just curious.
I'll be honest with you, I never changed. Y'all been around me forever. Money never changed me. Cloud didn't change me. And just life goes on. It's like,
but you in LA, you found somebody that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Saw you at nothing.
I found somebody.
Yeah, I remember she used to bring me toilet paper because I didn't have toilet paper. No, we're not talking about that. I'm not trying to.
What's her name?
Oh, but now you know what's crazy. You know what it is?
The teenage witch.
But you're missed. Come back to him. He needs you.
No. But listen,
beneficial.
You know what it is? As you progress in life, some people are just not made for that whole journey because you're trying to grow. You don't want to be stuck in a box.
Yeah, I could pay you back on. I had a girl too at that time. She had her hustle. She's very popular, you know, had her hustle, made it. So she's well off, grinded.
Shout out Fashion Nova.
Shout out Fashion Nova. Big respect.
No filter. Big respect to her.
She had her grind, she had her hustle, she had her bag, she had her thing, she was gone. But me, we was grinding at the time.
That's what people don't realize. Timing's everything.
Yeah, it's grind. Right person, wrong time. It was grinding, so we couldn't really.
Like, if I had met that individual today, it would be different. But I met that individual when the last 5-6 years changed our whole life. I mean? Mm. So it's like once you get established, that's when you can settle down. But like at the time, we had to build a brand. If I didn't go out like those 6-7 days a week, would you guys like? I don't know if this would be where we are today.
Yeah, we had to put the groundwork in. Sometimes you got to understand.
What about you, BK? No,
are you single, BK? You're the oldest out of all us, right?
I am single.
BK's single because of Roger.
I am.
That was the best thing that probably ever happened, though.
It was on the low, though.
It was. You started off a trickling effect. I got us definitely
What happened? Tell us the story.
Went through Roger's text, right?
That's what the people want to hear.
But I think that was the best thing that ever happened.
It
didn't
happen like that, though.
Roger got... What was the whole story? I'm curious now.
I was a new guy.
Roger likes to sleep.
Yeah, so he didn't understand
him being sleepy. My ex's best friend went through his phone and showed him all our group chats. So this is why I am single.
It's really funny because he told me that was gonna happen though.
Yeah, and I warned him. I said they're smarter than you. She's gonna go through your phone, or she's gonna catch you. And it happened. And it didn't happen only once. I got away with it the first time. It happened twice.
Yeah.
So it kind of sealed.
That was the best thing that ever happened to you, honestly.
Roger was a serious.
Thank you, Roger, for getting him caught up.
I used to think you came into my life as like
trying to ruin me.
I was like, what did I do to this guy? It's like, why? But it's all good. Everything happens for a reason.
It turned out for the best.
That helped.
Turned out for the best. Now we're here in LA.
Who'll be a dream guest, though?
Dream guest.
Yeah, who is the dream guest?
I'll tell you straight up.
Donald Trump?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
If Hov did, Hov would be nuts.
Now we got to get DJ Khaled, too, actually.
DJ Khaled.
Oh, LeBron. We got to get LeBron.
LeBron James. I would like to sit down with Allen Iverson. Yeah. Talk to Allen Iverson about...
We can definitely
get Iverson. Being from Virginia and, like,
making his way and kept it real, like as a Virginia dude.
Being a legend alongside.
Being a legend, and but still keeping his way, like not changing up.
It was crazy for my birthday party, and he never showed up.
I met Allen Iverson. He's my biggest,
idol.
He's my biggest idol. I met him in the club.
It was my birthday, Nightingale.
It's his birthday. My homie from Virginia brought him to the club. Just like we said, there was girls around. It's Allen Iverson we talking about here. Those girls are real. And y'all wanted to come have fun with us, hang out with us. So we said, yeah, pull up. We kept it cool with him. We got to take pictures with him, chop it up with him. That's the main thing, chop it up with him. Talk to him about, you know, we're from Virginia. We came here, hustled. We're humble. He seen us in action at the club, and he mentioned
we was acting bad.
He mentioned my name, said, oh, you really from Virginia? So I get it now. So that meant a lot to us. We would love to have Allen Iverson sit down. We're going to make it happen for y'all.
Yeah, comment down below who y'all want to see on this podcast. We're going to be dropping once a week.
Yeah, once a week. Maybe once twice every a week. Depends. Week. Depends.
You never know.
Depends with the guests. But the guest-wise that I want to see, I want to pick the minds of some blends.
What blends do you want to see?
Kim.
Kim K?
Kim K.
I would love to talk to
break her down.
I would love to talk to Kim Kardashian about being a mogul. Like a billionaire. She's a billionaire. I don't care how she got it, where she got it from.
She's the golden blend, the one on one.
Golden blend. Curious to see how she, you know, her relationship after Kanye West with like Pete Davidson, even though it was like.
She's single now.
I know it was a rebound. Pete Davidson is like a rebound.
So, do you think she's going to go back to Kanye?
Who's next?
I don't know.
Maybe. Who's next?
Kanye kind of ruined himself after.
So, who's next?
Next for Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Who's left?
I'm right here.
I want, you know what's crazy about Mook, and I told him this all the time since 2010. I won't be shocked if Mook can date Kim K.
Not my type.
Who's your dream girlfriend?
My dream girlfriend? I don't know. Dream girlfriend? Sanaa Lathan.
Really?
In the 90s. Sanaa Lathan in the 90s, loving basketball. I don't know, dream girlfriend?
Yeah, who's your dream girlfriend?
You got to talk about type. Like, what type? Like
Rihanna?
Nah. Too much gas mileage. Too old.
So who's your dream girlfriend?
Too expensive.
Who's your dream girlfriend? Mr. Shanks.
Honestly, I don't know. Probably some Bollywood actress.
Yeah,
Bollywood actress.
I can see myself with an iconic Bollywood actress. I don't know. I got to start watching Bollywood movies to see who I'm attracted to. Then one day I'm going to just book a flight, go to Bollywood and just act bad.
What you going to do?
Good. I'm just going to vibe out. I got some people out there.
You got some plugs?
I got some plugs out there with the government. That's what I'm going to do. When I'm ready to settle down, I'm going to make that trip. I'm going to either go there or I'm going to go to Toronto because Toronto's got a lot of brown girls.
Yeah, but a dream girlfriend to me has to be a girl she's well off. She's got her own little hustle. She's experienced. Okay. Not rolling. Not a bop, but experienced. Knows what's out there. Because in LA, you could bring a girl here and then the flashing lights would trip her out. Because you go bring her to the club, she sees Future, she sees Drake, they're buying bottles, she's dizzy already.
So wait, you haven't found
your
dream girl in LA?
You need a girl that's seen that already.
No
girl that's seen that already. Huh?
No dream girl in LA, no girl that you like.
It'd be hard to find a real
girl. Honestly, it's hard to find a girl in LA.
It's not hard.
Especially in the mix we're at. We're in toxic places. You got to admit that. We're in bad places.
Bro.
But if we go like 30 miles outwards, there's probably a wife out there.
I'm going to tell you something. I'll be honest with you. It's been 6 years. You have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, 6 years. We've been stuck in Hollywood. 6 years. But you know what I love
six
about
years
us?
If you ain't find a girl now.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with y'all. What I love about our core group, and I haven't seen other groups do this, we've stick together, and we've never let LA change us. Like, people get lost in LA. Money, right, drugs, sex, alcohol, all that. Like, we've never got lost. Like, we don't do drugs. We go out. We have fun. We make it to work the next day. We do other projects.
I have done mushrooms before.
Yeah, mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. But that's natural. Oh, I don't do that.
He smokes weed all the time.
I don't do nothing.
Cannabis is pretty cool.
Weed. I'm talking about like hard drugs, like fucking narcotics.
You're right.
I like mushrooms. A lot of people get caught up cocaine. All this other bullshit.
Only because it's so accessible and it's very accessible and people can afford it. Like, you know, small town, it's not accessible. And if it is, it costs a lot. So here in LA, it's there. Like, girls don't have to pay for none of that. Guys could, you know, supply the girls with drugs, then that's how drugs are. It's a thing. It's people party every day here in LA.
Girls get spoiled with a good time.
It's a lot. That's why people get lost in LA, is because there's always something to do.
So when you judge a girl that is, okay, for example, the girl that parties, is she more wifeable than the girl that doesn't party?
Nah, because I've been with girls that don't party, but they would still cheat. Sometimes the girl that's low key might be the cheater.
They might be the worst ones.
They might be the worst one.
I'd rather have her be at the party.
You've been cheating on before? Not that I know of, honestly. But then the way I look at it, the only reason a girl would cheat on you is because she's you're not making her happy.
Every sober has its Achilles heel.
How'd it make you feel?
You been cheating on her?
It was cool.
You really didn't hear about guys' perspective
on cheating. But I was real on myself. It was not like I'm perfect. So at the end of the day,
so you can't trip regardless because you was cheating too.
This guy. So we go back to your... No, we're going to let
you slide. So it's a double standard.
That's for another
double standards.
No, it's not double standards. I took the L as a man, and I moved on, so it was cool.
It's 100% double standard with cheating.
Do loyal people exist? 100%. Do loyal people still exist today?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think social media has ruined everything. It's just people argue. This is what's happening. People, today's Monday, today's Tuesday. You argue with your girl. Back in the day, you just argue and go to sleep. Now, Monday, you argue at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you're shooting and shining DM with somebody. It's just so accessible communication with other people.
Then 7
and that's
PM,
what's ruining,
so
that's what's ruining society.
Too, though. Again, it's LA. If you take somebody to Wisconsin,
yeah, you can go to Iowa. You still have social media. There's dating sites. She's probably on Tinder swiping right.
Yeah, I agree with him. Social media changed everything.
So it's too accessible.
It's not about LA. It's not about social media. It's just the person, discipline. Yeah. You gotta be really disciplined to know, like, hey, you have what you have. You make it get more, but you have what you have.
But I think it's hard to be disciplined when Instagram's like a walking date. It's a dating app. It's not. It is. It's like you're portraying yourself to the opposite sex. Like, hey, this is how I look every day. Not your best self. Well, actually, it is your best self, not your worst self. So, I mean,
I think you can even try easier to be. Nowadays in society. Just everything, music you hear, everything, just it's just norm, the new norm. It just sex is just easier.
I got a question for you, bro. So, who's the biggest cheater, a girl or a guy?
In our case,
who's better
guys,
at cheating, a girl or a guy?
I think both cheat, but girls are sneakier with it. Girls are very sneaky. Girl will tell you she's going to yoga with her girlfriends, and then you never know what she's doing. And don't compare me to Andrew Tate because doing this podcast, I'm going to be. No filtered.
Yeah,
but Andrew Tate,
respect to Andrew Tate.
So free Andrew Tate, by the way.
Free Andrew Tate. For some of his approaches, a lot of females not a big fan of Andrew Tate, and I get it.
You know
I'm
why,
a big
though,
feminist.
Because right? he's stating facts.
Some facts. He's all outside looking in. He has some facts, but take it from me, a guy that knows really sometimes how girls really are. He's wrong a little bit about something. So, like, for example, girls cheat. Guys cheat, but if you were disciplined enough, you'll be able to hold it down.
Well, actually, research shows women are more likely to cheat than men due to boredom.
That's a meme.
And what's real? It says it.
It looks like a meme. What's your source?
It says women need a variety of sexual experiences.
Can you state the source on camera? Right,
ESPN FPI.
It says news on it, brother. Just news.
That's news. Amazing.
That looks like somebody just made it. Here,
yeah, let's put it on Google.
Show the camera, Roger.
Let's put it on Google.
Because you're a prime example of the people that's listening to the memes.
Go comment out on Rogers' Instagram page.
It's all news.
Like at rap.
Yeah,
at
it's rap. Like anything.
Women need a variety of
sexual
experiences.
But that's true. People do cheat because of boredom or that person's not making them excitement.
But that's
like
what the Tate
no
dude was saying, though.
It's true.
He was saying the exact same thing. Like, if the dude's boring, he's not. Look, like, I got it. So
no, that's not why
I can
you
do
cheat.
What I need.
If you're bored, you don't cheat. You just,
that means you just never love the person.
Yeah, if you're bored, you're just like, hey, I'm not really attracted to you no more, so let's not talk. And then you move on to someone else. You're not gonna like, let me keep this boring person and let me cheat with the fun person. Why are you keeping the boring person?
Yeah, just stop dragging them along.
Maybe people comfortable though. You know, you can be comfortable with somebody and still.
You know. Is the divorce rate going up, right?
Divorce rate?
The marriage rate.
I don't even think people really get married no more. So, yeah. Like they used to.
I can't wait to
get married. I want to do the whole traditional thing. Like, my parents are still together. Yeah, my parents got an arranged marriage. Should I just do an arranged marriage?
It's too late for that. Too toxic. Too toxic for that.
Let me just look out in the wilderness.
It's too toxic for that now. For arranged marriage. No, but I think honestly, it's just.
I can see Adele getting arranged marriage.
I really could.
I really see you getting arranged marriage.
But I'll be single in 3 months.
I know any girl that lives here from Maryland.
Is it New York Post credible?
She sure is.
What was wrong with her?
Hey, can we talk about the situation? Actually, we're not gonna name drop. Let me tell you something about her. I go to Mook invites me to this dinner, and I see a very attractive brown girl. I rarely see that in LA. There's not that many brown girls out here. And I told Mook, I said, let me just get this one. I could probably see myself wifing this girl.
Very pretty.
Once I told him that, this guy, Mook, goes overdrive and hangs over there 10 days straight.
Okay, stop.
And at that moment, I was like, Mook, you didn't want her like that until I told you I wanted to wife her.
Let me stop it. Let me stop you right there.
We're not talking about her. She was Indian, right?
It's an Indian girl.
You know what's crazy? She was like the girl version because she's like, I don't know how to describe it.
You basically said, I told you to come to this party because I got a lob for you. A lob is like, hey, I'm done with her, or I'm not really a fan of her no more, or maybe I think she best fits you. So I'm throwing a lob. You just got to catch it. I can't make you catch a lob.
These guys go full overdrive?
Let me tell you.
Breakfast, dinner.
You threw the lob, and then you came for the block.
No, I threw the lob.
The boss coming to me, and he's just like, let me try this back.
All right, this is what it is. I already knew the girl. I already did my thing with her.
No, you didn't. At the time, you didn't. That was your first time hanging with her in public.
Oh, you're right. But I sensed that she was attracted to me. So I let her rock. I moved over. I let you do your thing with her. I let you do your thing. I threw the lob.
17 minutes?
I threw the lob. You didn't catch it. I went back over there.
I had 17 minutes.
I went over there to where the ball was. I got the ball. I shot a tray ball. I made it. So now she's like, you know.
I can't wait till she sees this podcast and dissects.
Now she's a city girl.
I told her too. I try. I mean, like, she was like, why you leave me over there with a deal? I was like,
stop the cap. Stop the cap.
Hey, Leo, I'm trying to throw him the lob.
Why you leave me over there with a deal? All right,
nah. This dude's the hype. This dude went full overdrive.
After Mook sends her an eye emoji and I love you sign. So it's okay.
Yeah, my friend said I go full overdrive because I keep it.
It's push and pull.
I keep it happy.
You're just too nice to some girls and leads them on.
You're just Mook, man. We're already used to you.
You want me to be mean to her so you catch a lob.
Hey, I'll never forget when you first moved there. Mook used to have how many blends did you have rotating throughout the store? Let's talk about that.
Made a day go by. It's a long day at first.
When we first opened Cool Kicks, it was slow. Remember? We used to do 11 to 8.
We used to do 8 p.m. So shout out to the staff currently working here now. We call it 7 now. I tell them we used to do 8 p.m.
Shout out to the entire Cool Kicks staff. We're definitely going to bring them on throughout the episodes. We had seen Jew here earlier. And you know what I love about our staff is they've been with us literally for many years. Typically for like a retail job or like fast food or anything, the turnover of staff is maybe six months.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people have been with us. They see the vision. They've been literally with us 5 years, 6 years, majority of them. And any new hires were like through referrals, right?
A lot of them we meet through, for example, Ryan. We knew Ryan just was the kid that worked in the Foot Locker, Santa Monica. He used to sell shoes. We knew John.
Because basketball.
He broke my ankles. He crossed you, and then he bought shoes the next day. We knew Breezy early.
That's so crazy, open interview. And we've seen Rami. Let's talk about Rami. Rami was so, what, he's like 12? He was 12 at the time, 13. He was our first intern.
First intern.
Rami was probably the first customer.
Really? Yeah, Rami. He's been here 6 years, literally.
Yeah, literally since Rami, we first started. Rami, the sneaker icon. Rami, the icon, guys, you know, now, that listens to Central C all the time, was once a kid. 12-year-old kid. I used to wait outside first. You know, he's like, sell sneakers. And I want to buy sneakers. Or just hang out. He was a cool dude. Cool kid. So we used to ask him to help us out. It was only three of us, four of us with Curtis.
Yeah.
And we used to ask Rami to help us out. Just because you're here all day. He was here all day regardless. So, like, help us, like, you know, tag some shoes. And then he turns to the legend that he is now. He knows everything about the sneaker community. Head on his shoulder. He got his own apartment, his own car. He's, what, 19 now?
19.
So, big respect to that. 19-year-olds and where I'm from.
So crazy don't really looking get to back that at it, where we level. Came from and where Cool Kicks is now. What do we have, like, 30 employees now? Multi-millionar business. It's just crazy.
Out here. Mac, Zach.
Zach's here.
Every time I tell people that story, it's like we're our core friend and Ben, but then we also moved Zach and Mac. So we have like a seven,
Kenny's
eight.
Here.
Kenny. We have like eight, nine of our like close friends from college that we moved to LA for because of Cool Kicks. Like, that's just so crazy. Like, you don't really hear those type of stories ever. So before we end this video, that one line that everyone always says, don't go into business with your friends.
Bullshit.
We did that. Anyway, it kind of worked out. We never signed no contracts. We just built trust, right?
Yeah.
Literally, shook on it, and look, 8 years in, we held it down. We all grew together.
No thievery, no stealing, no like measuring each other up to the next person.
No envy, no jealousy,
nothing like that. These are the real tips. You could, your homies that you're with at home, like y'all hustling, y'all could go into business with each other. You got to really find like a good headspace where y'all are cool with each other, regardless. You gotta understand the bigger picture. Like, the bigger picture. Cool Kicks is bigger than all of us.
Definitely.
Like, all of us in this room.
Even though we created it from the ground up, the storefront and the industry that we're in is bigger than all of us. So you gotta understand the bigger picture, and then you'll be straight.
No we egos, did it, man.
And we're still doing it. We're having a blast doing it though. So
get rid of egos.
Egos,
get rid of egos. Egos will kill anybody. Any friendship.
Be happy for your friends.
And every day is a different day. Like there's ups and downs. I mean, we've been through it all. So, I mean, we've literally been through all like robberies, fires.
We got to talk about one of the episodes like where we got broken into a couple of times that we didn't even put out there in public.
Yeah, we kept a lot of them like, you know, we went
through a lot of shit.
Individual situations, getting robbed and car driving through the store while it's open.
Man, I forgot about that.
We've been through a lot. Like people see like all the good shit, but like we went through a lot of behind the scenes stuff that like broke us apart. Like there were some days we wake up middle of the night, like 3 a.m. and it's like, damn, the alarm's going off. Like what's happening? And we watch the cameras of people are literally stealing.
Really?
It's shit's crazy.
We got legendary JB in the building.
We got JB.
Blood in his mouth, durag on, but he ready to work.
And Bree was just in here. Legendary, so we're definitely going to have them on the next episodes.
So, I mean, thanks you guys for like, you know, tuning in. Ride this wave with us as we continue to tell you our story. And, you know, where we're going, because we got a long way to go. Came from nothing. We're grateful for it, but we really, really, really have a long way to go. We want y'all to really understand the story behind it. Because the story's not out there. They just see.
It's the first time ever talking about it publicly.
Instagram and like the cool stuff.
They don't really get to see our personalities.
Yeah, and I'm going to drop some names of Blend too, because I know everything.
Act bad then.
I know everything that's going on.
So everyone watching there, I hope y'all enjoyed the first episode of Kicking with a Cool. Comment down below who you guys want to see on the next coming episodes. And Obama. Thank you for kicking it with the cool.
Thank
peace.
You.
I'm talking out. It's not over the storm.